Prologue. 60,000 miles. It's a staggering number. At least, it was for me. I'd just added the last two trips to the list of visits I'd made to Yellowstone during my lifetime. There were 30 of them. I'm not a math person, but one of those dreaded word problems started to assemble itself in my head. Natalie lives in Iowa. Yellowstone is 1,000 miles from Iowa. If Natalie travels to Yellowstone 30 times in 44 years, how many highway miles will she have logged getting there and back again? Like I said, 60,000 is a staggering number, especially to a single destination. But it wasn't just any destination. It was to a national park. And it wasn't just any national park. It was Yellowstone National Park, America's first and my favorite. I have visited 16 others, several of them repeatedly, and enjoyed every one. But Yellowstone remains the one for me. Over those 44 years, I've walked every boardwalk and driven every stretch of public road. What I haven't done is hike every trail. This is mostly because I like to revisit the ones I've hiked before, often because I like what I found at the end of the trail. Not only do I want to see what I saw again, I want to see how it's changed. I was 18, working at the Old Faithful Inn and standing across the counter from a park visitor when I started to understand the importance of stopping long enough, or often enough, to see. After asking, as was my habit, about the man's time in the park, I smiled and nodded sympathetically as he launched into a short but passionate tale of woe. It was 8 in the morning, and he was worn, stressed, and irritable. On vacation. "It's not Yellowstone. This place is great," he said as I placed his items in a bag. "It's this tour my wife has us on. We race from one thing to the next. We never stop long enough to really see." That conversation was in 1987. That's how long I've been helping people make the most of their time in Yellowstone. People already in the park, people in my life, and even people I've met online. Somewhere along the way, I went from simply helping people know what there is to see and do in Yellowstone to writing and speaking about what I've seen and how it shapes my life. Waking up in the wilderness is more than a story of me and my family doing what we love, in a place we love, with people we love. It's a sign saying, "Look at this," so readers can experience the park and see what there is to see for themselves. It's said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, or perhaps the rotation of a tire, or even the turn of a page. Let's go to Yellowstone.